A wild chain of events took place in northern Buncombe County yesterday afternoon. It started with a robbery at a gas station and ended in a three-hour standoff. WLOS News 13 reporter Frank Crocker has that story.
Buncombe County Sheriff's investigators say 26-year-old Wesley Brandon Shelton showed up at the Red Dot store around 2 this afternoon and smashed a car through the door. He allegedly went inside with a shotgun in hand, but did not demand cash. He wanted bath salts.
And that's all that was taken from the store during the armed robbery was bath salts.
Shelton left the scene, drove up Old Mars Hill Highway, and took the turn onto Miles Way. Then it was up a steep hill to a log cabin. Deputies say he went inside and locked himself in a closet.
We talked to him for several hours, attempting to get him out of the closet and get him into custody. He would come out of the closet with the shotgun in his mouth, and our sheriff's response team was able to stun him momentarily, and then our guys took him into custody.
Members of Shelton's family came to the market to talk with investigators who were trying to learn more about the man they say rammed a car into a door and made an unusual demand. Authorities think they know why.
It's being marketed as bath salts. What we're seeing people do is ingest it much like methamphetamine or cocaine. It can be inhaled, it can be snorted, it can be shot up and intravenously.
And as Wesley Shelton was being taken away, people in this area that had been blocked off all afternoon long could rest easy and get back to normal.
Shelton was being held at the Buncombe County Sheriff's Department last night and charged with armed robbery and possible assault on a law enforcement officer.